Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Wendy's Big Show live from Skipper Bud's in Waukesha. It's the tailgate party out here at Skipper Bud's. We're at full strength, boys. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. We got Trent out here helping us out. We got Will out here and a bunch of boats, and I think one that, guys, I'm planning on putting maybe a down payment on. That blue one in the awning. With the blue awning over there, it's about three away from us. That's gonna be the one that I'm eyeing up right now. If you guys are seeing some things, right down there, three away from you, Gary.
Oh yeah, with the blue.
With the blue awning.
Yeah. Comfortable with you navigating me on a boat?
Why not? I can't go in the water.
You'd be like Gilligan, get us lost.
No. I can cruise in a boat. We'll be okay.
Child, please.
I take it nice and easy though. That's why I want one of these deck boats where I can coast.
No Millennium takes it nice and easy. Well, y'all jumping off of houses, breaking tables, and stop.
Well, yeah, don't put a table around me because somebody will go through it. Yeah, that's for sure. You're right about that, Leroy. We're stacked up today. We got Paul Lorenz from Pottawatomie Off Track Betting Manager. He's going to talk a little bit Kentucky Derby
with us.
Gotta
have the Off Track Betting.
We also need Adam McAlvey to come in here and calm down Brewer fans
again
at 4:48. Leroy, it was wild yesterday during post game meets the Big Show. I have since calmed down, but Sparky, you noticed I was none too happy yesterday after
but
that Brewer
game. Really didn't carry over onto the air. Like at one point, I'm like, okay, Baby Tausch is finally going to snap on the air. It's going to happen. I told our boss, I said, here we go. He's going to snap right now. Coming out of this break, he's going to snap. It's going to happen right now. And you maintain calmness and really didn't let it all out.
I'm trying to hold down. They're okay.
Yeah, because I did hear Tom came in there and say, well, Spark, I thought you said he was going to snap.
Yep.
Is that what that about?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you guys were planning on me blowing up.
Well, no, not me. Your boy.
Gary went jazz.
I had no idea.
At 204, we
but now I'm putting two and two together. Get to be four. I did hear Tom walk. He's our program director.
Yeah.
Tom walk in and said something to Spark. Hey, he's doing pretty good. He didn't snap.
Yeah. After the first.
So now I understand what's going on.
Oh, goodness gracious.
After the first segment, Baby Tausch was just spitting mad. He was just besides himself how bad it was with me and Gary. So I was like, he's gonna snap.
Well, he was sweating like a champ.
Yeah, he was not happy. Yep. It was about as angry as I've seen Baby Tausch since he's been doing the Big Show. I go to time, I go, he's finally gonna snap. It's finally gonna happen. And he did.
It was okay.
No, you did.
We kept
it
in control.
Yeah, you did.
Brewers are gonna be okay. Everything's gonna work all right. We'll keep you updated on what's going down in Chicago as the Cardinals are taking on the Cubs. That game in the middle of the third inning. Brewers taking on the New York Mets. From Miller Park tonight, On Deck Show starts at 6 with Anthony Mandela. But most importantly, guys, it's game 3 of the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. And Sparky, the Bucks going into Boston tonight, first time on the road against Boston in this year's playoffs. But last year, this was what was the deciding factor, the Bucks not being able to take a game in TD Garden. What are you most looking for in tonight's game?
Well, I think tonight the biggest thing is going to be just what Kyrie Irving and what Tatum shows up for Boston at the end of the day. I mean, if Kyrie is off again tonight, Bucks win. If Tatum is a no-show again tonight, Bucks got a really good chance to win. I think if both of those guys show up and play the capabilities, I think it's going to be a dogfight all the way down to the end of the game. I can't foresee there being three blowouts in a row in this series, one way or the other, whether it's the Bucks blowing them out or Boston blowing the Bucks out. I just can't imagine through three games you're going to have three blowouts. I just have to think that it's going to be a closer game, more hard-fought game. I don't think it'll be – maybe I'll be wrong. I don't think it'll be a testy situation where you'll have, you know, cheap shots and stuff like that going on. Maybe later in the series you'll get that, that physicality to get some technical fouls.
Baines is getting ready to put somebody down on the ground.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he's getting a little miffed.
He's a big boy. But, I mean, I just think tonight is really going to be about just how good those two guys are for Boston. Because, to be honest with you, I expect Bledsoe to come out and give you 20. I expect Milton to do the same. I expect Giannis to be around 20, 25, maybe more than that. So it's really – how good their two really good players are. If they come out and look like they did last game, Bucks win.
Gary, the
hey, man, listen, hold on. Don't even go to Gary.
Okay.
What they got cooking in here? Is Robert's here?
No.
No.
What's that smell?
Brats. That's what it smells like to me in sauerkraut.
I smell sauerkraut, too.
You guys can smell?
Y'all can smell sauerkraut?
Yeah, I smell sauerkraut.
As soon as I walked in.
I don't like sauerkraut.
Are they cooking brats and sauerkraut here somewhere?
Tastes like dirt.
Yeah, they do hot dogs and brats and stuff usually.
They do? They got brats and sauerkraut?
What's the tailgate?
No one told me.
Where?
Usually it's over there.
What's that cartoon?
Okay, now we're talking.
We got an airline stewardess here. She's sitting up to the top.
Stewardess?
Stewardess.
Stewardess. Okay, yeah. Right into the back. That's where our exit rows are. Yeah, Thank you.
Well, find out how much it costs. I got $17.
You want a plate?
But I owe 20 of it, so I'm negative $3.
But we're out here right by Brookfield, so a lot of good credit out here, Leroy. So
what's
you'll be
that cartoon that you follow the smell with your nose and you just takes you off your feet? I don't know what cartoon that was, but.
Oh, that's Wile E. Coyote in them, ain't it?
I don't know. Like the food smell, but, you just kind of.
Yeah, the Wile E. Coyote in them did that, don't they?
Well, let's get back to this. Cause
come on with it.
Hey, Gary, it's about Uncle Drew. I don't know if he's going to go 4-for-17 again. I don't know. This guy missed a lot of shots. I don't know how bad he's going to be again. But I had a conversation with Budenheiser. He came over to my house.
Budenheiser?
What's his name? Buden. Buden can't do it like my regular mic. We on location. So I can't do Meryl TH like I want to either. But
yeah, just sing it a little bit.
You know, I remember how they played Harden. On the back hip.
Yep. Let him go to the.
We're doing a little bit of that. We're going to trap Uncle Drew tonight.
Okay.
We're going to get the ball out of his hands.
Man, so you talk to him, and he's allowing you to share the secrets today on the big show.
All we had was water. He was fine with it. No ice, because we got no ice trays. Trying to cut back.
Understandable. Weddings in a week.
He said, we're gonna trap him, take it out of his head. If Tatum is the guy, we'll live with that.
Yeah.
If any of Jaylen Brown want to be guy, fine. What we can't live with is. Well, Uncle Drew is 26, 27 points, 12 or 13 assists, and 8 rebounds. We're going to be in trouble. So we're going to force other guys on their home court to basically beat us. And that's going to get a win. And guess what else? Who's shooting high from three-pointer? Cash.
Chris Middleton.
He's going to let it go tonight.
Well, he was letting it fly in game two. Chris Middleton. Now, we've been saying he kept him in the game. In game one through the first half, he led all scores with 14. He had 20 at recess in game two, Gary. Finishes up with 28 and 7 of 10 from downtown. What are you looking for in tonight's game? 4 of 18 from Kyrie Irving, like Leroy just said, in game two.
Well, I mean, if you saw the game last night, Toronto and Philadelphia.
And Philadelphia,
right?
Yes.
I don't know how many points Kawhi had last night.
I do good.
But what you saw last night was that Philly was the better team.
Right? Toronto had the better player, but they had the better team.
Team.
That's a good point.
That's what you saw last. But then you saw the game before that, you saw Jimmy Butler come out and just say, I'm doing this.
Yeah, go off for 30 and take it off the sheet.
And then last night, Embiid said, Jimmy Butler told Embiid, you doing this. So, which is going to be, I think, plays right into what the Bucks are going to have to do. It's going to have to be, once again, a team effort, right? It's going to have to
absolutely,
be
what
we saw the last. Mm-hmm. I mean, in order for them to get a win, that's how it's got to be. Now, Uncle Drew going to get his.
I hope not.
Because just like last night, Kawhi got his. What's the other boy they got, Steve, for Toronto?
Kyle Lowry?
Yeah, he ain't doing that.
No, he's been kind of a ghost.
Right.
Normal.
Normal.
In the postseason, Kyle Lowry? Yeah.
Hey, man, I saw Kevin Hart. I saw Kevin Hart block his shot.
Kyle Lowry shot?
Yes.
No, he didn't do that.
I'm dead serious. Stop doing that. They played one-on-one. Go Google it, people, or Bing, whatever.
No, don't do it.
And Kevin Hart blocks his shot.
No, man.
After I saw that, I was done with Lowry.
No.
Are you pulling it up? There's no way this
Go
to World Stars up there.
So what's got to happen is what I'm saying is Giannis got to do what Giannis do.
Okay.
About 30.
29 in game two, yep.
And if Kyrie does what Kyrie does, hopefully all the other stuff cancels itself out.
414-799-1250.
You understand what I'm saying?
What are you looking for in tonight's game? No, but I understand what you're saying.
Other players.
Right, everybody else.
So the two star players, they do their thing.
Because they haven't done that in either of the first two games. One has been off it was Giannis in game one, Kyrie in game two. But when Giannis is the slow effort, and we've kind of talked about this before,
yeah,
it was still 22-10.
Yes.
Kyrie was 9-6 in game two, something like that. So in that sense too, Gary, there's more of a feeling like you know what Giannis is going to do.
Yes.
There's going to have to be somebody to go along with him.
Right.
414-799-1250. What are you looking for in tonight's game? Game three from TD Garden, the first game in Boston in this series. Bucks fell in seven games to Boston last year.
I'm excited.
Were unable to win on the road, but first game in Boston last year, game one, Sparky, was one of the best games of that entire postseason. When they go into overtime, Chris Middleton, I think, got 40, had that big buzzer beater from 35 feet away to send it to OT, shaking your head like you're kind of unimpressed.
Yeah, I mean, that was last year. For me, this really is going to come down to adjustments to a certain degree with the coaching staff as well. Now, we know Brogdon's out tonight. We know Nico is going to start again in place of Sterling Brown, which – I'm a big fan of making that move and staying consistent with that lineup until Boston shows you they can adjust better and figure out how to stop Giannis better. Then you continue to do that, because something else that I'm pretty confident in, Giannis is eventually going to start passing to Nico, and Nico's going to start making shots. And when Nico starts hitting threes, that's going to be a part of a huge run for Milwaukee. Now, whether that happens tonight to start the game or whether that happens at some other point in the game, when he starts hitting shots, he's going to, in a game, Mirotić, he's going to be a part of a big run by the Bucks to help them pull away at some point. Now, when that is, I don't know, but this is going to work out, and Budenholzer are going to look like a swami because eventually he's going to start hitting shots. And same thing with Ilyasova. I think Ilyasova is going to find his rhythm two in a game or two in this series and give you 12 or 15 points in the game and be instrumental for this team off the bench.
That'll be huge, because Nico is – they got a little bit gun-shy in game one. Nico's never gun-shy. He's going to let it fly any day of the week and twice on Sundays. Ricola. You like that?
Yeah, I like that. You know what? If you think about it, when he came in, when he started, when he first got in, the first shot Giannis got to him, he jacked it. He just shot it.
Yep.
And that opened the floor all the way up. So Boston's like, whoa, wait a minute. What are you putting him in the starting lineup for? And he's going to take these long threes? You got to get out there on him. And now that's what all Giannis needs is more room on the elbow to take it into the paint and do his thing.
What are you looking for in tonight's game? 414-799-1250. Southside
Uncle
Rob,
Drew,
you're up
what
on
I'm
the fan.
Looking for.
Hey, guys. How you
Southside
doing?
Rob.
Rob, what's up, buddy?
Happy Friday to all. I think that the Bucks figured out in the third quarter last game. Giannis started to penetrate and dish along with Bledsoe. And it's not that I don't like them shooting threes. I just we have like Middleton and Lopez and the other guys who are a little more prone to hitting that three. And they got away from things that they're not really good at. Stuck to their strengths. Plus, they made an adjustment on their point guard,
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. So I never thought defense could go in a slump until, you know, game one. But whatever adjustments Coach Bud did there in game two on Irving was fantastic. So I think we'll see a lot of the same. But, and I love Giannis, obviously, and Bledsoe. But I'd like them to concentrate on what they do best, and that's to penetrate, finish, and or kick instead of pulling up the three, especially when it's challenged. I think you leave those to Middleton and the other guys who are much better at hitting the three, and we'll be fine tonight.
Well, the other thing, too, thanks for the call. The other thing is that changed a little bit was when they got out and ran a little bit in transition that last game, instead of Giannis leading that break and running into a wall, it was Middleton out pushing with Giannis out on the wing and then being able to either take it himself and hit a pull-up three or drive it and then kick it to Giannis coming in from the side. That changes how Boston has to play Giannis, because they can't just sit back and go, okay, come on, big boy.
For sure.
We got you. You can't do that, because now you got to figure out, okay, am I going to play up on Middleton for that pull-up three if he's feeling it like he was last game, or is he going to come to the free-throw line and pull up for a mid-range jumper? It just opens up Pandora's box, I think. So hopefully that continues as well. Let Middleton kind of run that fast break and push it. with Giannis on the wing.
Yeah. Opening up Pandora's box, today is a day to open up a Pella window.
No doubt about it, guys. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Like that one, right? The best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process. And right now, they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020, folks. Listen to me again. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020. So call them today at 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PelloWI.com and ask for zero down, zero financing, zero payments for 18 months. And tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Gary and Leroy sent you.
Gary, I know you're just reading. Listen. Look at your boy over here.
Yeah, he's just served up.
Just served up.
Hey, man, that's leap, man.
I tell y'all all the time, God is good. All the time.
All the time. He tells us all the time. Leroy Butler just gets a bag of chips, a brat handed to him out here at Skipper Bud's Boaters tailgate party going on through Sunday. We're at the Skipper Bud's Super Center, the largest selection of boats in the Midwest. We got all of the info for you later on today. They got just the line of Sea Rays, Winds, Forecraft, Mastercraft, Harris, Glastron. Is that how you Glastron?
Right, that's there in front of
scary.
That's right.
Woo!
That's it.
Ooh, I would look good in that one.
That is nice.
I don't know about that. Yeah, see, I might fall off that elevated top. That's why I need something that the driver's seat's going to be a little bit lower in here. Come on out and check out some boats. You can see mine with the blue awning that I'm taking home.
That's for fishing.
I don't eat fish, so you can do all that.
You don't drive from there. You still drive from down there?
Okay, good. Because I was worried, man. If I'm up top like that, I'm going to be in some trouble.
No, do we need a weight limit on these things?
No,
that's why I went with the bigger one. Yeah. These tubes in front of us, that's a weight limit.
No, it's not.
Stevie was trying to get me to take a picture in the middle of that thing, and I was going to sit down. It's a 3-seat tube with, like, walls in between.
Yeah.
I'd have popped it right away when I sat down.
I got a homeboy bigger than him. He get on all the time.
Because Leroy right down in Jacksonville, Leroy right on the water now. He's born in the water.
I got a homeboy. He's 370.
370?
Yeah.
He's 6'4", 6'5".
6'4", 6'5", 370.
He got a pontoon. He got these little pools. They got all that.
Well, come on out and get like Leroy's boy. And come on out here.
Get you one.
Check out some of these boats. It's one heck of a party out here. Wendy's Big Show live from Skipper Bud's in Waukesha on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show live from Skipper Bud's in Waukesha. Their boater tailgate party. They got brats out here through Sunday. Come on out here and check out, guys, it's the largest selection of boats in the Midwest. They got models from Sea Ray, Four Winds, Mastercraft, Harris, Glastron, Starcraft, Alma Craft. There are boats I don't even really. JC Pontoons. Now that sounds like something. I like the pontoon because you can kind of putt around, and that's more of a cooler boat, isn't it?
Huh?
A cooler boat.
What do you mean a cooler?
It's a darty boat.
Right, like where I can bring multiple.
Not
coolers
like the boat is made
boat.
Of a cooler, but it's a cool boat.
I thought you meant like you're cool if you have a pontoon boat.
No,
a pontoon boat's more of like for older people.
For sure.
I mean, I want to do pontoon because I ain't trying to go fast. I just want to sit down, drink some beer, smoke some cigars.
Right, that's what I'm.
I just want to anchor it down, just let it do that, let it float.
Man, I'll tell you this though, that one with the blue awning that I've been talking about.
Hey, how much one of these pontoon boats cost?
Think like. How much are we running for one of these pontoons?
Huh? What'd you say?
25 grand. I'm out to 200.
That's that Yellis, you on that 200. Yeah.
Okay, man. Which one of these is Bryce Harper one?
Yeah, that Yellis.
They got one here for
Yellis.
$5 down, I got it.
Yeah, that Yellis.
That one over there gets the window that you can see the top of. That's 115.
Which one?
Oh. The one by the window.
Well, see, but that's got the racks for like your wakeboards and everything.
Did I just say Puton?
That's not a pontoon.
Yeah. No, that's not a pontoon.
It's a pontoon on the back.
Oh, that's a ski boat.
Pontoon, Puton.
Yeah, that's gonna be a party boat.
It's
now,
all the same.
The one with the blue awning, the one that I'm checking out, that I'm really digging on, that's what they call a deck boat. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. You can pull anything on the back.
I don't need to pull none.
The grandkids would love that, man. Come on.
We just took a picture. Will took a picture.
Yeah,
of
we could
us
be
on this
up on this tube riding
this
out.
What is that?
That would be an inner tube.
Yeah,
that's not an inner tube. Don't come in your bicycle, man.
Whatever it is.
You got an inner tube in your bicycle?
Yeah.
Go pump it up at the gas station? Inner tube in your bicycle on the rim. No, we call it the inner tube.
Oh, okay.
Well, y'all from Georgia. Y'all call it anything.
Yeah, anything. A little crazy.
You're right below me.
What are you looking for in tonight's game? 414-799-1250. Bucks and Celtics. Game 3 from TD Garden. Kyrie Irving goes off for just 9, 4 of 18 shooting in Game 2. Sparky, Giannis had his night where he sputtered. We talked about that a little bit in the first segment. But the Bucks were pretty open in saying that we aren't going to make adjustments. We're going to go in here and play our game. That's what we're going to do. We're going to play. And, right, you mentioned the first adjustment that I think they really pointed to was playing Giannis off the ball a little bit more in Game 2.
Yeah, and I think that helps, obviously, a little bit. And then Mirotić being in the starting lineup helps as well, because it made it more difficult for them to stick Al Horford on Giannis because they had so many bigs on the floor, the Bucks did. So now we'll see what Boston does. Brad Stevens has seen the starting lineup. Okay, we'll make our adjustment now, and we'll see what Milwaukee does back. That's a great thing about a seven-game series. It's really a chess match. You move your piece, and then we're going to move our piece, and it's going to continue to move from half to half, game to game.
I think what I'm most looking forward to, guys, when the rotations kind of shorten up a little bit for Mike Budenholzer, because we're still seeing, and understandably so, look at the games, they dictate how much you play your stars. But Giannis played 31 minutes in Game 2 because they necessarily didn't need him to. Right. I'm wondering, Gary, if it is that close game. He has been so steadfast in these rotations, not wearing guys out, not playing guys more than 35, 36 minutes. If the game dictates it, I'm excited to see if Buden, right? Leroy, if I want to do it, you go like this.
Yeah.
Buden! And you can kind of just get it underneath the top of it.
Man, y'all like you college students. Y'all smart.
If the game dictates it, will Giannis play 42 minutes tonight? Will Chris Middleton play 40 minutes tonight?
Yeah, he has to. I mean,
can he play it the violently way he plays it, though, Gary?
And but that's what we were talking about. Remember, I was saying this a couple months.
Yeah, you did. You say working too hard.
A couple months ago, right?
He's working too hard.
I got it. Because he's going to work hard
he
for
got
his
a grabber
points.
What happened?
No grabber. Yeah, I was working on a grabber. I thought like maybe
it was the early stages of what Trent jumped up off the header too. Yeah, ready to rock and roll.
I took my Cresto today. My Cresto and my little Cinepareil.
I really shouldn't be laughing about that.
I'm taking that low dose. I'm taking like 5 milligrams.
Just a little taster.
Like, yeah,
little
5 milligrams of Cresto.
I take an aspirin.
And an aspirin. I get an aspirin in
there. Now, do you do a regular aspirin or you do the
Bayer aspirin? The Bayer aspirin.
Yep.
I take one of them.
That prevents grabbers.
I got some Ralph Rogers medicine.
Understandable. Rheumatoid.
Yeah. All seniors have that, though. You're good.
Seniors.
What did you guys say?
What was that?
Arthritis.
Yeah.
I got some arthritis medicine I take.
Do you get a discount with your AARP card?
You know, I was just talking to Brian Kelly about that. Who is Brian Kelly, Steve? What does he do?
PDA.
Operations manager.
Operations manager.
Oh, the big ball.
Runs KISS FM.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. I call him the captain.
I was just talking to Brian Kelly about that the other day, about the AARP card. And Donna. Donna Kearns?
Donna Kearns, yeah.
Yeah. Is it Kearns or Kern?
Kern.
It's the same.
Huh?
I don't think there's an... Hit the hall button.
I was just talking to them about that the other day in the hallway, the AARP card, and what's the other one you get? It's a discount card. You may have got one, too. When you travel and stuff, AAA.
AAA is for anybody.
Right.
I got AAA.
But right, so we're trying to figure out the difference. Yeah. Well, you're better off.
Off.
Thank you. You're better off with the AAA card than you are with the AARP card.
Well, really?
That's what we did.
That's what we got our Disney tickets from.
Yeah, AAA.
Yeah, my wife told me about
that. Yeah, you better off with AAA than AARP.
Disney? No. Steve, you ain't never got your ticket from AAA? Huh? Oh, you rich, though. Hit the hot button. Man, what is Mandela doing in the studio?
Huh?
Nobody said,
Sam's Club, you get really great discounted Disney tickets, too.
I don't like Sam's Club. I'm the other
You can
place.
Get park tickets for $45.
That's too high.
Wait, Sam's Club?
Yeah.
Wow.
Normally they're like 110.
So like with your AAA card, Steve, you get like parking, tickets. I mean, you get they give you the whole gamut. And anybody can be AAA, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Anybody AARP, you got to be over what age?
Like 50 or something like that?
Yeah, I'm over 50.
You're 50 in there.
We going by looks or how I feel?
We're going by what your birth certificate says.
What's your birth?
50, yeah, I'm 50, but
are you 50?
I look about 38, though.
Who told you that?
His wife.
True story. This is a major announcement. This is a true story. I wonder why my wife's skin is so smooth, right?
Smooth.
So we was in the store, and I say, you know what? I'm gonna use her products when she ain't here. So I put on some her stuff, and my skin turned around, and it went from alligator to water like butter.
Like butter.
So I said, I can't let her know it's me. So she said, well, wait a minute. I'm running out of my products. Maybe I'm using it too much. So when she left again, I used some more of it.
Oh, my goodness.
And all of a sudden, Steve.
I'm sorry, guys.
No more ashiness?
I wasn't ashy no more. So God gave the women.
You used to be really
real ashy.
Huh?
Your God feet gave women all the brains.
That's why he didn't wear shoes.
His feet and ankles used to be messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know the shins. He used to be real.
Hey, I don't need y'all putting my business out there.
Well, I'm just
business.
Saying.
But God gave women all the smarts, all the brains, and all the smooth skin. So men.
What can I say?
Smooth skin?
Smooth. So okay. Men, when your wife is gone, use her products, cuz. You be soft.
I don't know how you just not got on that, because I've been doing that for years.
I didn't want her to know.
No, but I'm just saying. I've been doing that for years.
Okay.
What kind of deodorant you use?
Can we get?
It's strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Secret?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what I use. What kind you use, D?
Old Spice?
No. What kind
I can't
you
use?
I use that Swagger.
Like
no, Secret, cuz.
Old Spice Swagger.
Yeah. My high school
like
football. My high school football coach walked up to me and said, hey, Billy. That was the one that used to spin the keys, right?
Yeah.
Billy, got something for you. This is my junior year, right before I was about to start.
Right.
Got something for you. You're a swaggy boy. I need you to be a little more swaggy. You know what you're going to do?
Yep.
You're going to start showering with Old Spice Swagger.
So,
that deodorant, you're going to start showering with it. You're going to be a swaggy dude when you come out there next
so,
year.
So, I think that's the thing.
I can so hear him
give me that.
No, no, hold up.
Give me that brute from Fabergé.
That is the thing, because you know what? Every football player in Muskego uses Old Spice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's
I go.
You gotta have the swagger,
Brock
man.
Had me by the other day. I go, dude, hot, what bro. You, what you doing with Old Spice? He's go, damn, we all have it in the locker room. That's what we
everybody's
use.
Everybody's got it.
The whole team uses
yes,
Old
sir.
Spice.
Man, yeah. I'm using Dove.
Need some
like,
swagger.
Right, but these coaches, what kind of coaches they got in Muskego, Whitnall,
dudes
New Berlin?
Dudes that think swagger
is Old Spice
to have swagger. Yeah, no.
My granddaddy used to use Old Spice. Leroy
not
was
this
in the,
Old Spice.
The tube bottle.
No. The white bottle.
The white bottle. Yeah, the
my dad did, too.
Right.
Had the aftershave.
Had the aftershave, the whole thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
All these high school, well, for sure, the football team.
Yeah.
You go to Target. There's like 30 different kinds of Old Spice you can get deodorant.
They all walk out smelling the same. It's like Old Spice, just take you away. You stand outside the boys' locker room.
Just picks you up and drifts you away.
What the hell are y'all using?
My guy, Deion Cole, he's their spokesperson now.
Who that?
Deion Cole, the comedian. He's amazing.
Wow. How about that? Yeah.
He's amazing.
Let's get into some basketball again with Ram on the north side. What are you looking for tonight's game, Ram?
Man, y'all funny, man. Y'all have me cracking up over here, man. Hey, but the old side is true. When I played basketball in high school and ran cross country, it was that and Brute.
Brute?
Brute. Ram.
You went in
there. Ram. Brown,
I'm listening.
Ain't no brothers running cross country. Stop it.
No, I did. I ran. Like I've been a runner since '81. Leroy.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Yeah. I really
hate you. That means you're in good shape. We're not friends.
I ran. Let me see. 15 marathon. Lifetime.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Damn.
All right, Ram. Yeah.
Look at
15?
You.
Yeah, Ram.
That's impressive.
Oh, okay. All right, Ram. Now we're talking.
You're trying to run a damn marathon.
No that's chance. Awesome. Yeah, no
I
chance.
Drive. Leroy. Yeah, I mean, you know, Spark. But Sparky almost ran in one, though. He had a shit sprain or something.
You know what? It's all mental. You can do it. Even if
no,
you
I'm trying, dog.
No,
no,
mental me. They gave me like 4.5 hours. You know,
it would take me 4.5 hours to drive.
Y'all better get the ambulance.
Yeah. Come with it for tonight's game, Ram.
Well, I'm going to say this. And I'm going to roll with Gary and with Sparky, if you're saying, because there's some doubt. If playoff Al show up, and y'all know that character from the Batman movie, the Scarecrow? That's Scary Terry. Yeah. If Scary Terry show up in Uncle Drew, it's going to be some problems. And then, you know, just like in the playoffs, your younger players, they play better at home. You know, it's just.
That's a good
point. That's true. Yes.
Sports, football, baseball, whatever. They play better at home. And
great point.
The problem we got here is that they took one from the Bucks. So I think the Bucks are going to have to play Middleton and Bledsoe are going to have to play two games like they played here in Milwaukee, well, especially this last one, for the Bucks to, you know, to come out on top. Because what I see, Gary, you can add to this if you like, the Boston defenders can play man-to-man.
They can.
I mean, they can close. They're athletic enough to play man-to-man.
Athletic.
Right, and the other thing is their top nine guys can put the ball on the floor and go to the rack.
Yeah.
So it might be a free throw game tonight. I think it's going
to
be.
I can't wait to see. It's going to be a good game.
Appreciate it, Ram. If it's a free if it's a free throw game, guys,
who does that benefit?
I think that benefits the Bucks, doesn't it? Because that's Giannis going to the rack all day long.
If Giannis is getting the All-Star calls he deserves, he has to get
that's
10.
Well, like last game he got the calls.
Right. Mm-hmm. He has to get 10 attempts minimum.
Oh, 10. He'll get that.
Well, we good.
Easy.
But he needs to shoot 70%, though.
If he gets – he had 20 attempts in game two, 18. Correct? 18. If he has 15 to 18, they win this game easily.
And then, you know, another thing real quick. The first game, the one they lost, they three guys had three blocks for Boston.
And Al Horford was a block
had three
party.
Blocks. And it just seemed like everything changed. So, to me, I know y'all love Brad Stevens. My uncle is a big Brad Stevens guy, but I'm going to take Boone all day long. He just made a few adjustments. He didn't get all
freaked out about
changes and stuff like that.
And I want to know if these people got one of these. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
$20 million, 6,500 square foot yacht.
Close.
Just docked in New York ahead of the PGA Championship.
Wow. I hate rich.
$20 million. Y'all got one of those here?
They got some stuff down there now.
Any $20 million yachts in here?
I bet you they can order one.
Huh?
Oh, not at this one.
Okay. 6,500 square feet?
Man, Anthony, will you hit the hum button, man?
Huh?
No, the yacht, 6,500 square feet.
And I'll take care of you. Just bring
that's
the
like
20.
Tiger Woods. The size of my parents'
Tiger
house.
Woods just got one.
Who cares?
Wow, yeah, cool.
Who cares about that?
That's come absurd.
A guy tweeted in about your pontoon boat. Tom said, tell the Big Show gentleman that you can put a 300 horsepower motor on a pontoon. Hashtag bye-bye.
Why would
meaning
you want to do that?
You got
you can go fast in a pontoon.
Oh, yeah, you can still cruise in one of those.
Take it
okay.
Easy.
Yeah, no, you can still cruise in those.
Can you put a boat? Can you put a what kind of boat? What kind of motor on SD?
300 horsepower.
Can you put a 300 horsepower on a pontoon boat?
Two.
Why would you want to do that?
Why do you want to put that on a pontoon boat?
Gary's hit you with a side eye right there. He's like, we can put two of them on there, and you can really start moving.
Gary's not getting on that pontoon.
Nah, I ain't trying to get on that. I want to be slow as molasses.
You can just use it. You only have to let one of them turn one of them on, though. You'll be okay. You'll be still cruising. Yeah, you'll still go.
Yeah.
We're out at Skipper Bud's Boaters Tailgate Party.
You're going to take a preach on a
Sunday.
Yacht.
Nobody look at my blue. My baby blue over there with the blue yawning. I'm going to keep looking at that thing over there. But new boat and motor packages starting at just $17,995 plus new season deals on all their water sports equipment, tubes, ropes, skis, and boards at Skipper Bud's Boating Supercenter, I-94, exit T, West Frontage Road in Pewaukee, and SkipperBuds.com. Wendy's Big Show back after this from Skipper Bud's. Wendy's Big Show out at Skipper Bud's. Guys, a little info on Skipper Bud's. It's been family-owned for 60 years with 22 locations. They got a variety of boats. They got Sea Rays, Four Winds, Glastron, Yamaha, Scarab, Mastercraft, Starcraft, Harris, Pontoons, Almacrafts. They got it all out here. Many used and quality boats. Like they're fully stocked and staffed with an accessory department, skis, wakeboards, tubes, surfboards, whatever you want. Now, that's the best part is, so, like, you don't even have to be out on the ocean to be surfing. Some of these boats nowadays, guys, you can have, like, a surfboard, and it'll create the wake behind you that you can surf right behind the boat.
That's pretty cool. You tweeted out a video earlier of you in a boat.
Yeah.
Patty tweets out the fan, you and Tim Allen can catch some nice sunsets with a Bulfording, Brewers baseball, and appetizers on that boat.
Okay, Patty, now we're talking. That would be a nice day.
And an emoji with some hearts.
Oh.
For you and Tim.
I don't know if I'd be able to stand Tim for that long, though. He was getting on my nerves yesterday.
What was he doing?
He was giving up like everybody else was.
Everybody else was giving up. Did you feel like he was giving up yesterday, Tim?
But he felt like they were all giving up.
It's whatever. Are we talking about Brewers right now? Because I can go in there. Okay, well, I'm going to keep 100 there. I don't know if he's giving up, but this Brewers team was in flux, cuz.
That's okay. That's okay. Flux.
You know that.
Yes, that's a good word. That's a good word to describe it.
You know that, right?
Yeah, they're maneuvering some rocky waters.
Yeah,
some testy waters.
And you know, and they're what, one game above 500?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good.
Right. It's going to be okay. Get into that in 3 o'clock. We got some time.
As long as it doesn't spring a leak,
we got some time. It's okay.
No, he's already leaking.
No, because it's not leaking.
No. Leroy, give me that pink one right there.
Boston is taking on water. and they won the World. Yeah, they're 14 like, and 18 or something.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're and Chris Sale looks awful. Yeah. But
it's just a little shaky. Right now.
Guys, there's sometimes we get into these stories that come across the wire outside of Milwaukee, outside of Wisconsin. Sometimes we have a little fun with them. Sometimes it's more of an educational opportunity. You guys like that? Sometimes there's a chance for learning.
All that.
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, that's Leroy's boy.
Yep.
Gave us an opportunity to learn something. The Brooklyn Nets point guard, who was in his All-Star game this year, All-Star game, was cited for possession of marijuana after being detained Wednesday at New York's LaGuardia Airport following a baggage check, spokesman told the New York Port Authority Police. D'Angelo Russell was on his way to Kentucky visiting his father, and they found a small amount of marijuana hidden inside a compartment of an Arizona iced tea can that was in D'Angelo Russell's possession.
But was it sweet tea, though?
It was just iced tea. It was not sweet tea. It didn't have any peach in it. Also, that's what I would have gone with.
That's why they checked it.
According to the NBA's collective bargaining agreement, a player who has violated the marijuana policy enters a marijuana program upon first violation, can be fined up to $25,000, and can be suspended 5 games for a third situation. Gary, there's always.
I like the way he came to me first with this.
Well, of course. I mean,
I wasn't going to go to Steve. I can say that.
Thank you. I can just take my headset off this segment, can't I?
Why not? No, because you got some good zingers in there. He's got the zingers for this segment.
Yeah, he got some zingers.
So, Gary, there's a time and a place. Mm-hmm. That's what always I was always taught when you're talking about. Situations that can get you into some dicey scenarios. There's a time and a place. LaGuardia Airport does not seem like the time or the place.
Why?
To have LaGuardia?
They don't play the piccolo.
I wouldn't do it at Newark either.
Why?
Because TSA usually aren't fans of the devil's lettuce, as some might say.
Right.
Well, let me just say this here. And I don't know, but because I don't know how you – because it's legal right now in how many states?
In a few states, like 9 or 10.
Yeah. So it's spread is growing.
Massachusetts.
It's spread is growing.
Colorado.
And it's decriminalized in most states.
Well, yeah, and I don't know the protocol on that. I mean, I don't know if, you know, maybe you shouldn't be traveling with it or like – so it's legal in Vegas, right?
It's legal in the state of Nevada.
Can I fly from Colorado to Vegas with weed in my bag?
No.
I don't know.
You cannot cross state lines.
Well, it's legal in Colorado.
Correct.
Yeah, and it's legal in Vegas. I'm going to Vegas.
Yes, but you would then be taking it and transporting it from one state to another.
In which case, you're going to jail.
Unless.
Because then it becomes a federal situation.
Correct.
But it's legal in Colorado and it's legal in Vegas.
But it is illegal federally.
Right.
So when you talk about.
I'm in the air, cuz.
Right, but you're traveling.
So
you're in a federal situation.
I believe.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
No, he's right.
Yeah. I believe, though, if you got a medical card. Ways that you can.
Yeah, what if you got a medical card?
You have
right?
to let them know. Just let them know up front. They'll tell you yes or no, you can't. Because some people need their medicine.
They sure. Right.
Well, you know, with my arthritis, I can get some with the card.
Well, yeah.
My doctor already
in
told
certain
me.
States, yes.
Yeah, well, my doc already told me.
Well, just don't go to LaGuardia and put it in a.
So put it in an iced tea can. That's the issue.
I don't know the do's and don'ts. I don't know if folks travel with it. Because I think back a long time ago, people used to travel with it.
Just like throw it in a check bag or something?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, before 9/11, you could probably do all that. Not anymore.
Well, and like there can also be issues of I don't think this is TSA's number one or two or three, frankly four, five, six priority to see if D'Angelo Russell has a little something in his bag.
Right.
They're looking for people that are going to try to make that airplane not get to its location
now,
safely.
You know, I don't.
But in an iced tea can,
how
dude,
much is it? Is that was it?
It was less than 50 grams, so it's a small
mistake. Yeah, I don't know what that looked like.
It's a smaller possession. It's under like 2 ounces.
Okay.
I still don't know what that means.
But anyway.
It would seem like to me. Now I don't want to get political because I think, but it would seem like to me, you confiscate it. Don't do that no more.
What do you mean?
You confiscate it. Don't do this no more. Have a nice day. Keep it moving.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, keep it.
Don't make no big deal out of it.
It's not even a big story.
D'Angelo Russell, 23 years old, going into restricted free agency. The issue is, man, D'Angelo, you got to be smarter than that, man. Right?
You do know who you're talking about.
You got to be smarter than
well,
that,
this
man.
Right?
You do remember what happened with the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, it may be a little karma for him doing that, but the kid still's an all-star.
Very, very good player. So there's some do's and don'ts.
And it's not the end of the world.
No. Well, it's especially, out of the things that can go down and what some athletes have done.
And based on the union, I don't even know if this information, because I know the NFL, with substance, you go into the program, no one knows. You go into the program. Now, it was a few Packers, allegedly. Did some of that. You go in the program, and that's it. And you just stay in that program. If you get through that program, it's not on your record or anything. I don't know about the NBA. They seem to be a little bit more laid back, as you would say. I say as of late.
Laissez-faire.
Because I think most of the guys – because I think now the CBD oil is – you can get it anywhere.
Well, that's a little different.
Right.
Yeah, that's a little different.
If you travel with that, though, I think you could – I think all 50 states, you could do that. But you just got to know – he know that – because you can't do the guns right. In New York. They don't play that.
No.
You remember Plexico got
not in an
for
airport.
Yeah,
not in an airport.
Like, well, wherever he's going, he can get his homeboy. You pick me
you're
up.
You're going to your dad's
I'm
place.
I'm cramping up a little bit.
I'm going to visit my dad in Louisville.
Yeah, I'm the season over with. You know, dad, meet me with how much, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
And leave that back. I'm not advocating that anybody would do that. I'm just allegedly.
Right. If you're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of THC, this was the do not in bold capital letters with a couple of exclamation points at the end of it. But good for him.
What do you mean good
for him?
All,
he'll be all good. He'll be all right.
I know what you're thinking, though.
He was just hanging out. 414-799-1250. That's the phone number, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen Inbox. We are out here at Skipper Bud's Boating Center for their Boaters Tailgate Party now through Sunday. Skipper Bud's, guys, it's got the largest selection of boats in the Midwest. Used boats of all sorts. Plus new models from Sea Ray, Four Winds, Mastercraft, Harris, Glastron, Starcraft, Alumacraft. They got everything out there.
Alumacraft.
They got JC Pontoons, Yamaha's this spring selection of clearance boat blowout models. Guys, it's fantastic.
I like the Alumacraft.
Little fantastic. New boat and motor packages starting at just $17,995. Come on out here, guys. Skipper Bud's Boating Center. Skipper Bud's Boating Super Center is located outside
I like
of I-94.
Real quick.
Exit T. Highway T, West Frontage Road in Pewaukee. Go ahead, Leroy.
Real quick. That's why I love Skipper Bud's. Ann gave me a brat.
What's her name?
Ann. With an E. On a real plate.
Oh, yeah.
Steve got one on a paper plate.
Yeah.
I love that. They know where the shine is.
They know where the shine is. And you know what? You know what else they got out here, Leroy? You know what we've come to know.
Gary just stood up.
I got that pullover too, Steve. The one you got.
You know what we come to know is out here, Skipper Buzz.
My Kohl's cash.
That's where I got it.
You know what we come to know is out here, Skipper Buzz.
What?
Who?
Bathrooms.
Right around the corner.
They best.
You can only do one here, though.
Mm-hmm. The best bathrooms ever.
They clean.
No, they got the
convenient.
I mean, it looked like my boy J&J Contractors have been out here.
What?
That's what it looked like in there.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it looks like.
Go look in the bathroom. But you ever been in the bathroom here? Go look in the bathroom.
Yeah, no, I was just in there.
Looked like Jason was up in here.
I was ready to rock and roll.
You know what it smelled like in there? Doritos, the one Chance the Rapper promote.
What color bag is that?
I think it's kind of turquoise green. We can't say no red, man. Him in the back.
Turquoise green. Not turquoise. Turquoise green.
That would smell like it now.
Them two different things. Now, you
just
can get
open
one,
a bag up and take a whiff. Time.
You can get one color that's turquoise, and then another color, turquoise green.
Turquoise green.
Turquoise green.
That's the color in the crayon box.
Man, I wasn't going to start sweating. Now you guys are making me sweat.
This boy here.
Man.
Where y'all get this guy from?
Sparky, can you calm it down and talk about Brooke Lennon?
I sure can. Brooke Lennon, she's in
the winner
of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. I got a set. You should have a set. Comfy, cozy. And again, did you realize you spent a third of your life in Sheets? It's time for a betting upgrade. I was just like you, probably wasn't buying into Sheets being all that important for my night's sleep. But you know what? I was wrong. And they were right, Brooklyn and Sheets. It does improve how you sleep at night, which means you feel more rested the next day. Founded in the early 2014 by a husband and wife team, their mission is my favorite. Make five-star hotel quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Brooklyn was the first DTC betting company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers, directly with customers, no middlemen, just a great product and service. My Brooklyn and Sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've slept on. I couldn't recommend them more if you're looking to treat yourself or a loved one to a bedding upgrade. For a limited time, Brooklinen.com is celebrating their fifth birthday. Get 20% off site-wide when you shop at Brooklinen.com, but only until May 7th. Shop their biggest event to date. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 20% off site-wide is to go to Brooklinen.com only until Tuesday, May 7th. That's Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
414-799-1250, the phone number live at 1057FMTheFan.com. We're out here at Skipper Bud's Boating Super Center, I-94, exit T. Use the West Frontage Road out here to Pewaukee. It's at SkipperBuds.com. We're on the Fan, Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.